The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Did he or didn't he? Who's telling the truth? Who's lying? We may not know for quite some time. What am I talking about? I'm glad you asked, and I will explain in just a moment. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Today, as we do occasionally, we are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio and Washington, D.C. I think it's just so cool that we can link two radio stations together and simulcast. I love the technology. You know, this wouldn't have been possible several years ago. Anyway, I am broadcasting on WRFD, AM 880 and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio. But we are also broadcasting on WAVA, our strong Salem station in Washington, D.C., 105.1 FM, because Don Crow, my dear friend, is away from the microphone for a bit. And it is once again my distinct honor and privilege to host my program and his program all at the same time. So wherever you are listening, welcome, and please allow me the privilege of giving you my phone number, and I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right, who's telling the truth? Well, we don't know. Bob Woodward, who blew the lid off the whole Watergate thing many years ago, is still blowing the lid off. Yeah. Bob Woodward has just written a new book, an explosive new book. And in the book, he is claiming, now I haven't read the book. I want to make that clear. From what I understand, he is claiming, with very little evidence other than I talked to a whole bunch of people. How many did you talk to? A lot of people. Important people. Significant people. Powerful people. Well, who did you talk to? I can't tell you. Well, how many did you talk to? A bunch. And they really knew what they were talking about. Well, who were they? Can't tell you. Anonymous sources. So, is Bob Woodward telling the truth? I honestly don't know. I don't know. He has been known to do some really strong, powerful, straightforward, truthful reporting. He has also been known to play fast and loose with the truth. Now, what is he claiming? He is claiming in his book that back in October, before the presidential election, not this past October, the October before the presidential election, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Mark A. Milley, got really concerned about the mental stability of the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump. So again, this is before the election. But he heard, this is General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, top military officer in America, right at the top, okay? Numero uno military officer in America. According to the book, General Milley, through intelligence sources, got wind that the Chinese were afraid that Donald Trump was going to do something crazy, loony, and launch nuclear missiles at China. Really? Do you remember when Trump was first elected? You remember what everybody on the liberal left said? He's going to start a nuclear war. He's going to pick a fight with North Korea, and we're going to get into a nuclear war with North Korea, or maybe Russia, or maybe China. He's going to push the button and he's going to throw us into nuclear war. Do you remember all of that? When Trump was first elected, he's a warmonger. He's unstable. He's insane. He's crazy. Look at the 4 years of the Donald Trump presidency. What was North Korea doing during almost the entire Obama administration? Firing missiles here, firing missiles there, firing missiles over Guam, firing missiles over Japan. A missile here, missile there, missile here, missile there, threatening. I'm going to blow you all up. I can send a missile to Los Angeles or San Francisco. You remember all of that during the Obama administration? Do you remember how many missiles were fired during the 4 years of Donald Trump? I don't think any. I don't think. Yeah. Remember that? But Iran, he's gonna start a war with Iran. No, didn't happen. And then he did what every president since Clinton said should happen, move the Jewish or the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And Trump was the first person who had the guts to do it. And you remember what the liberal left said? We're going to have war. There's going to be blood in the streets. Oh, my goodness. Trump is moving the embassy. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have bloodshed everywhere. What happened? Well, the embassy was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. There were some protests. Blood in the streets. Nah. War. No. In fact, if you look at the 4 years of Trump's presidency, we didn't have any terrorist attacks. North Korea was pretty silent, but the liberal left continued to say, he's going to get us into war. He's going to get us all killed. Okay, so in October, before the presidential election, according to this book, General Mark A. Milley heard through intelligence channels that the Chinese were saying, Donald Trump is going to attack us. We heard it. He's going to attack us. And so General Milley, instead of going to the commander-in-chief, Mr. President, I'm the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and we have intelligence that says you're about to attack Japan or China. Is there any truth to that, sir? He didn't do that. He secretly, again, this is according to Bob Woodward, he secretly called the top military dude in communist China and said, hey, buddy, friend, our president is a whack job. You know it. I know it. But I just want you to know, if he orders me to attack you, I'll call you and let you know. If we send any missiles your way to China, I'll tell you about it before. Now, I think, now again, did this happen? We don't know for sure. But if it did, I think a reasonable person would think that the top military leader in the Pentagon of the United States of America calling our arch enemy and saying, I just want you to know, hey, buddy, if we're going to attack you, I'll call you first so you can defend yourself. I think most reasonable people would say, that's treasonous. So that was in October. Then, according to Bob Woodward, after the riot on January 6th, probably on January 7th, Milley calls his Chinese counterpart again and says, our whack job, crazy, lunatic president the commander-in-chief. He may just do something crazy, but I just want you to know I'm not going to let it happen. If he gives me orders to do something that I don't believe we should, I just want you to know I've instructed everybody to disobey his orders. Now, that's not verbatim, but that's kind of what Bob Woodward is implying. That he made these secret phone calls because he thought the president was mentally unstable without telling the president or the cabinet. We'll see where this leads.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't think this is going to go away. The Biden administration hopes this is going to go away, as well as the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, but I don't think the Republicans are going to allow this to go away, and they should not. What am I talking about? The revelations from a brand new Bob Woodward book that charges in two secret phone calls from General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to his Chinese counterpart, General Li Xiaoqing of the People's Liberation Army. Now, I think it's probably usual for military individuals in America to communicate with the military in Russia, the military in China, but not behind the commander-in-chief's back. And certainly not to say this. Now, I was summarizing what I was reading from the phone calls. Let me give you quotes from the book. And again, we don't know whether Bob Woodward is telling the truth. We really don't. These are unnamed sources. They're anonymous. No names are given. And he just said, I talked to a whole lot of really important people, and this is what they said. According to Woodward's book, on October 30th, 2020, 4 days before the election, General Milley called General Li in China and said this, and I quote, Woodward says he has transcripts. Okay, quote, General Li, I want to assure you that the American government is stable and everything is going to be okay. We are not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you. And let me just stop there. It gets worse, but let me stop there. That is not his determination. That's the commander-in-chief. I don't care if he is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He does not have the authority constitutionally to call a world leader and say, we are not going to attack you. He doesn't have that authority. But it goes on. Milley went on so far as to pledge that he would alert his counterpart in the event of a U.S. attack, stressing the report they had established through a back channel. And again, I quote now the phone call from General Milley to General Li of the Communist Chinese Army. General Li, you and I have known each other now for 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Now, let me repeat. If this is true, we have the top military general in America calling our enemy. And listen, any reasonable person would agree China is our enemy. Okay? Any reasonable person would assume that. They are our enemy. So get this. America's top military leader calls the top military leader of our enemy and assures them, hey, if we attack you, I'm going to give you a heads up. I'll tell you about it. Just don't worry about it. If we attack you, I will tell you first. It won't be a surprise. In fact, let me quote. Quote, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Wouldn't that be aiding and abetting the enemy? Wouldn't a reasonable person conclude that's treason? And it certainly is violating his constitutional responsibility. Now, here's the crazy thing. The liberal left, are defending this. Well, you know, Trump was so crazy. He had to do it. Yeah, you know, Trump was a lunatic. He was nutty. And this general is a hero because he didn't let that crazy man in the White House. There are constitutional ways. If General Milley honestly believed that Donald Trump was not mentally fit, he should have contacted the cabinet and invoked the 25th Amendment. If he was concerned enough to call our enemy and say, hey, the loony guy in the White House may order an attack, but I just want you to know, I'll let you know first. In other words, what I'm saying is, we have constitutional provisions for things like that. Now, Donald Trump did some wacky stuff, but he's not a lunatic. Look at what he accomplished in 4 years. He was brash, he was abrasive, he was arrogant, but he was not a lunatic. But if he was, then the head of our military had a constitutional as well as a moral responsibility to follow the provisions outlined in our Constitution. But instead, he circumvented the Constitution and, I believe, violated his oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Rand Paul, I think, has given the wisest response. He needs to be called under oath and he needs to be given a polygraph. General Milley, did you do this? Is this what you said? Is this true? At this point, who knows? Was Bob Woodward telling the truth? We don't know. But we have an obligation to find out.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.